Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
In the future, by not having limitations of things like shared governance, they might be able to make savings just by asking faculty and staff to consider teaching one more class a semester.
Maybe it's time for faculty and staff to start thinking about teaching more classes and doing more work. And this authority frees up the UW administration to make those sorts of requests, which I think are needed not only here, but across the country.
Governor Walker's words on the Charlie Sykes radio show in Milwaukee shortly after he announced his budget proposal of $300 million in cuts to the UW system, which would be paired with a new UW authority that would give administrators the power and autonomy to change the way the universities and two-year schools do business. I'm Glenn Moberg on Wisconsin Public Radio. Today, there is reluctance on the part of lawmakers to grant the independent authority that the governor was suggesting, but the $300 million in budget cuts are still on the table. In the next hour, we'll see how those cuts may affect the UW schools and programs in north central Wisconsin. You'll hear from UW Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson, whose school is being hit with a 25% cut in state aid, the largest of any campus in the system. You'll hear from Kathy Sandeen, Chancellor of the UW Colleges and UW Extension, which controls Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. And live in our studios in Wausau this morning, we'll be discussing the budget next with Dean Keith Montgomery of UW-Marathon County and Dean Patricia Stewart of UW-Marshfield-Wood County. The UW cuts were discussed at the four public hearings on the budget that took place before the Joint Finance Committee. Now, none of those hearings took place in central Wisconsin, in Wausau, or in Stevens Point. So in response, the Democrats held a hearing of their own here on the UW-Marathon County campus, and as you'll see, cuts to the two-year schools and to UW-Stevens Point were at the top of the agenda.
Our governor's solution is to cut education. I don't know if I want to stay in Wisconsin after I get my generals here.
18-year-old Tristan Adams, a student at UW-Marathon County, said he might transfer to a school in another state because of the proposed cuts.
I know plenty of friends that I went to high school with that freshman year, they wanted to go to college. But by senior year, they're like, I'm going to join the military. You know, there's more options for me there. They're going to leave the state, and we're going to lose an educated workforce that is our future.
75-year-old Jim Richards, a retired engineer, said he worried about his three grandchildren at UW-Stevens Point.
It's going to hurt. They need to have an education, and without the money to pursue an education, they can't do it.
UW-Stevens Point faces a 25% cut in state aid. Assistant Minority Leader Katrina Shanklin said the Republican-led committee should have scheduled a hearing near the school.
The Joint Finance Committee has only held four budget hearings across the state. None were very close to Stevens Point.
Shanklin said she was surprised by the size of the governor's proposed cuts to the UW system.
I had not heard the governor campaign on laying off the people in my district. There are ways to fully fund our university system and our public schools. The governor is choosing not to.
The hearing at UW-Marathon County was one of nine the Democrats held around the state. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Comments earlier this month at a budget hearing held by the Democrats at UW-Marathon County. The Joint Finance Committee did hold four hearings on the budget across the state, none of them in north central Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you just joined us on Route 51, the subject today is the governor's proposed $300 million cut, how it would affect the UW schools and UW extension programs in north central Wisconsin. UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson is scheduled to join us later in the program. We'll also be hearing from UW Colleges and UW Extension Chancellor Kathy Sandeen. But right now in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, we have UW-Marathon County Dean Keith Montgomery and UW-Marshfield-Wood County Dean Patricia Stewart. Now, we, of course, also want to hear from you. If you've got questions about the cuts or a comment, maybe you're a UW graduate, maybe you've got a son or a daughter attending a UW school, maybe you're a faculty member, maybe you simply live in north central Wisconsin. Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think, as the governor does, that faculty should simply work harder and teach more courses? Or are you worried about what these cuts will do to our UW schools? Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. Keith Montgomery and Patricia Stewart, let's start with the governor's comments, which we heard in the lead-in to the show. The universities and colleges can deal with the cuts simply by having the faculty work harder and teach more courses.
Well, I suppose you could, but the fact is the faculty in the UW colleges teach a 4-4 load, which is the heaviest load in the entire UW system. If you want to maintain the quality of courses at a university level, you really are going to put that in jeopardy if you ask them to teach more courses a semester. I mean, these faculty, they're not teaching out of books. They're teaching from professional, personal knowledge of the subject matter. And that requires a far higher, I think, level of skill and knowledge and preparation than if you're just teaching out of a book. And the amount of attention that they give to students is just tremendous. So I think you're putting that at jeopardy.
Patricia Stewart?
Yes, and I agree with Keith. Our professors teach more than any other professors in the UW system. They also do a great deal of mentoring of students, advising student groups, and they often mentor public school teachers with the new programs and concurrent enrollment. So they are extremely busy, in addition to oftentimes serving on committees within the communities, too.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, Pat. They're not just teaching. They're also participating in shared governance, which, of course, has been an issue in the budget as well. Shared governance actually ends up saving us a tremendous amount of money because the faculty are participating in the governance of the institution in areas in which they have expertise. So there's certainly an administration at UWMC, but when it comes to curriculum management, when it comes to hiring, also when it comes to laying off faculty as well, if they're not making it on the tenure track. All of that is done by faculty. So actually, it turns out the administration is extremely lean in universities because the faculty participate in shared governance.
The governor wants to eliminate shared governance. He says that UW independent authority would allow you to do that, and then you could have the faculty members teach more courses and be more productive.
Oh, yeah. So I can hire a faculty member in chemistry when I know nothing about chemistry? I mean, how is that possible? What the UW perhaps has to do is to educate the public, I think, and legislators about what shared governance actually involves.
And as Keith mentioned, the faculty do a great deal of administrative work, and we really are very lean with our administration. I think within the UW system, we probably have the leanest, meanest group of administrators possible, and without all the additional work that faculty do with administration, we would really be in a tight space.
React to what you heard at that budget hearing conducted here on campus by the Assembly and Senate Democrats. One UW-Marathon County student saying that after he gets his 2 years in here, he may go to another state, maybe Minnesota, instead of transferring to another UW school for the 4-year degree.
Well, I mean, I'd like him to stay in state and go to a UW. But I certainly understand that I think some people are feeling really beaten up right now, frankly, by what's happened over the past several months. And for some people, maybe there's a greater comfort level in an adjacent state. But I think that may be a little bit of an overreaction to say I'm going to leave the state and go somewhere else to finish my education, because right now the UW still has a fantastic reputation and a fantastic quality.
Well, this is kind of a fine line that you have to walk as administrators. You have to let people know how serious these cuts are without frightening people away from the system.
And basically what we are hoping is that we can continue to offer our first-class UW colleges education to our students. And we are going to do everything we can to make sure that that is possible. There will probably have to be some changes that will occur. More students in classes, classes taught differently, more consolidation of teaching. Things will probably not be able to go on as usual, but we are hoping to keep the quality of our teaching high, and we really want our students to stay in the state. We need an educated population in the state in order for it to be successful.
And there was a statistic that came out just yesterday indicating that the middle class is shrinking in Wisconsin, in this state of Wisconsin, faster than it's shrinking in any other state in the union. Now, if you lose students to, say, the University of Minnesota or some other state, that's certainly not going to help that statistic.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think if a student goes to Minnesota, for example, Minneapolis, to finish their undergraduate degree or begins there, yeah, I think it's going to be tough for them to come back, certainly in the short run. We're not too bad in this region, actually, in people coming back eventually. But at least in the short run, yeah, I mean, you know, they've seen the big city.
Yeah, we've got a lot to offer here. Now, over the past couple of days, we had UW Colleges and UW Extension Chancellor Kathy Sandeen on both of our campuses. I had a chance to talk to her about the UW Colleges, the role they play in providing access to a higher education, and how she planned to deal with the proposed cuts.
The colleges are really the access arm for the University of Wisconsin system. So we provide an on-ramp for students throughout the state to start their post-secondary education, especially for those who are aiming for that bachelor's degree and choose to transfer. When I say we're an access institution, part of that evidence is that we admit 98% of the students who come to us. The majority of our students are first-generation college students, the first in their family to attempt and attend college, and many of them are low-income students.
So you're providing access to a higher education for kids who might not be able to afford a more expensive school.
Yes, affordability is a big thing. Our students really care about that. They also are tied to their local communities. So even though the majority of our students are traditional age, 18 to 20 years old, they have the profile of what we call a non-traditional student. That is, they're working, they may have family obligations, and they may not be going completely full-time every semester. And so they really need the small classes, personal attention from the faculty, the mentoring that we provide, we're able to provide at these great institutions.
The colleges are facing a $6.5 million cut. What will that mean?
It will mean a lot. If we look at how the colleges are funded, it's 60% from tuition and 40% from the state. And so the cut represents a 22% cut to the state allocation. Right now, we are very frugal. Our average tuition and fees in the system is $5,100 a year. So that's about half of what it would be at Madison. Our faculty teach four courses each semester. They're teaching roughly double what a faculty member would teach at Madison. So we're already highly efficient. What we are going to do is be very creative, and we are going to preserve the core of that academic program. Students may see fewer classes, maybe fewer variety, less variety in terms of classes, but we're going to work with them to get them through. They may take more classes in a video conference format or an online format, but we will not eliminate that personal face-to-face experience.
How many people are going to have to lose their jobs?
You know, we don't know the answer to that right now. I have a task force, a budget planning task force working now, and I'll get their recommendations in about a week and a half. But in general, we're looking at, through across the system, something along the lines of 75 to 100 people.
Dean Keith Montgomery, Dean Patricia Stewart, react to that figure, 75 to 100 people across the 13 colleges in the system.
Yeah, I mean, and that's comparable to Stephen's point as well. I think Chancellor Patterson's been
115 people in Stephen's point.
115. You know, the thing is that the trick we have to work is, if that has to happen, and by the way, that's assuming the full cut goes through. I mean, we have to plan for the worst, and hopefully the cut is actually less than that. But the trick is to try and achieve these reductions while minimizing impact on students. And I think that's been our focus in the past, and it's got to be our focus as we go forward. So making sure that we, you know, still offer the education that we do.
The cuts will be devastating, and I think both this campus and UW-Marshfield-Wood County are still reeling from the last biennium cuts, where we both lost a number of individuals from our campuses. And I believe that the 10-person committee that is advising the chancellor on the cuts to make is going to go through with these cuts, or they're going to advise the chancellor to go through with these cuts, because we really only have between 6 and 7 months reserves in the UW colleges. And we have to let people know before the deadline of June 30th about if they're going to be employed or not. And we have a number of different employees in a number of different categories. And so we're going to – the UW colleges, from what I understand, is going through with their cuts regardless of whether the budget cut is reduced or not. And I can tell you there's going to be a lot of changes, and they're going to be very difficult.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Dean Patricia Stewart and Dean Keith Montgomery of the two-year schools in north central Wisconsin. We're talking about the UW budget cuts. Bernie Patterson, the chancellor at UW Stevens Point, scheduled to join us in just a bit. We do want to hear from you. What do you think about these cuts? What do you think about what's happening to the UW system? Do you think the governor is right? Do you think there is fat that we can cut and the teachers should simply teach more? 1-800-780-9742. We do want to hear from you. We've got wide open phone lines right now. 1-800-780-9742.
Well, let me put this in some perspective. You know, Chancellor Sandeen talked about the attention that we give to students, and Dean Stewart also talked about the mentoring that we do for students and the fact that we have open access. But I'll tell you something. You know, our cost per student in the UW colleges is about $7,900. In the rest of the UW system, it's over $10,000. In the Wisconsin Technical College System for Liberal Arts Education, it's over $10,000. We are a very, very lean institution and an incredibly efficient institution despite our dispersed nature. Of course, one thing that helps is the fact that we have counties and cities as partners, whether it's Marshfield Wood County or whether it's Marathon County. And quite frankly, the state has an obligation to provide for education in these facilities that the county has built and maintained. Marathon County, for example, over the years has put in over $80 million into this campus.
Well, the Marathon County Board just passed a resolution saying reduce the cuts, and this is a pretty conservative bunch of people.
Yeah, I mean, they recognize the value of UWMC, as does Wood County and the city of Marshfield. They recognize the value of just what Chancellor was talking about, the access. You know, you talked about the middle class earlier, Glenn. You know, over 40% of our students come from the lower 40% of income bracket in Marathon County. You talked about the shrinking of the middle class. So this education is a way in which you can increase access to employment and entirely new careers. It's very important.
Let's go to the phones. We have Teresa, who is calling us from her car. Teresa, you're on Route 51.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering if the deans could address the redundancy that exists in the technical college system and the UW college systems. I'm very aware that there are instances where there is a technical college and a UW college within, you know, 20 miles of each other offering the same courses and actually offering, being involved in 2+2 programs to enter the UW four-year program. So if you could address how that redundancy could be dealt with, that would be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Who wants to take that?
Well, I think that Keith and I have been working very closely with administrators from the technical colleges. We have a group, I think it's called the Central Wisconsin Higher Education Consortium. Mm-hmm. And we meet quite often and discuss how we can work and collaborate together. And we are trying to get rid of some of these redundancies ourselves. And one of the things that the UW-Marshfield Wood County is doing, we have a Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences, one of the six campuses within the UW colleges to offer that degree. And we are now going to begin to accept North Central Technical College's associate's degree and Mid-States technical degree towards that Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences degree. I do think there are some areas where we have mission creep, and we will continue to work on those areas and try to resolve some of those issues in order to provide the best possible courses.
Oh, there's certainly mission creep. I mean, there's some areas of the state where we don't have a UW college campus. Rhinelander, for example, and that's served by Nicolet for a liberal arts program. Madison also, and that's served by Madison Area Technical College. But let's get one thing straight. You know, there has been mission creep, and generally speaking, you can only do one thing well. If you look at the 2+2 programs from technical colleges, from WCTS, transferring into the UW system, the overall graduation rate of those programs is 32%. If you take an associate's degree holder from UWMC or from UW-Marshfield Wood County, that is an over 80% graduation rate. So you're paying a lot more out of property taxes for a much lower success rate.
Patricia Stewart, and thanks so much for the call, Teresa. Patricia, one of your full-time tenured faculty members, Professor Kelly Wills, got quite a bit of attention with a Facebook post after she was told she would no longer be teaching a women's and gender studies course on the UW-Stevens Point campus. The post went viral. There were over 1,000 shares in just a few days. I had a chance to sit down with her and talk to her about that post and her concern that it would be the courses in the humanities that would be the first to be cut.
Because I was the first person to say, here I am. I am a casualty of these proposed cuts. I think that's what pushed people to share this story. It's just so demoralizing and so sad. It's not even anger at this point. It's just, what else is next? I mean, I think we see so much of a push for courses that translate directly into jobs. And so I deeply fear that humanities courses will be the first to be on the chopping block everywhere.
That's UW-Marshfield Wood County Professor Kelly Wills. She is no longer teaching that women and gender study course on the UW-Stevens Point campus, but the course is being taught instead by a professor at that school. So I sat down also with UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson and asked him specifically about her concern that the humanities would be the first courses to be cut. He had an interesting response that I want you to listen to.
What if we were writing a job description for members of the state legislature? What would it say? Well-developed critical thinking skills, creative thinking skills, someone who's able to receive and digest and understand a large volume of information, somebody that works well with others, somebody who understands the diverse population that they represent. Isn't that the kind of person we would want in the legislature? That sounds to me like a liberal arts major to me.
Well, obviously, UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson thinks the humanities are important. Patricia Stewart, your reaction to this whole brouhaha over one of your professors and a Facebook post?
Well, I'm sorry that Kelly has been denied the opportunity to teach that course at UW-Stevens Point. She does teach a similar course at our campus, and I certainly hope that we are able to keep that course at our campus. And with all of our students, we do really want them to have a breadth of education in order to be critical thinkers and to think broadly about the world that they live in and to make informed decisions as citizens of this state about the world and the world they want their children to grow up into.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Gail in Pittsville. Gail, you're on Route 51 with Dean Stewart and Dean Montgomery.
Good morning. I'm mad. I have a senior in high school. This will be first-generation college that we actually, as a family, middle class, lower middle class, can afford to send a kid to college. And we're going to the Wood. He's probably going to go to the Wood. Is he going to get less classes? Is he going to have less opportunity? Am I going to pay this? And a lot of people say it's a lot of money. Is he going to get less? Or is he going to squeak through? I don't know. I'm a little confused and a little mad.
Patricia Stewart?
We're really hoping that we will be able to keep a variety of courses, and we will, of course, be offering all of the general education requirements that are necessary for our associate's degree. That is paramount. And the instructors that we have are the highest quality professors you're going to find. You will not be sorry to have your student attending the Wood. And with everything that's happening, that is our highest priority, keeping the quality of the courses that we offer for our students high.
Gail is obviously upset. What do you want her to do?
I want her student to enroll with our campus.
What do you want her to do vis-a-vis making her concerns for the lawmakers?
Certainly let your local legislators know that this is very important to you and for your son. 69% of our students are first-generation students at the University of Wisconsin-Marshfield Wood County campus.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. He's already taking college classes right now as a senior and earning credit.
Excellent.
AP classes. He scored a 32 on the ACT.
That's wonderful, and he will get a scholarship at our campus.
And I want him – I can't afford Madison. He wants to go to Madison. Sorry, honey, I can't afford it.
And he may be able to transfer there later.
Yep, well, he can go there later.
He can get guaranteed transfer to Madison. I would say in a practical matter, make sure you register for classes early.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that might be tough is maybe there'll be less scheduling choices. So make sure you register at the first possible time.
Gail, thanks so much for the phone call. Good luck. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're talking about the UW cuts with Dean Patricia Stewart of UW-Marshfield-Wood County, Dean Keith Montgomery of UW-Marathon County. Chancellor Bernie Patterson of UW-Stevens Point is scheduled to join us momentarily. And when we come back, we will hear about how those cuts are going to affect the education at UW-Stevens Point.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Qualine Fence Corporation, Buttonwood Partners Incorporated, and Madison Symphony Orchestra. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. Our subject on Route 51 today, the governor's proposed $300 million in cuts to the UW system and how they will affect our UW schools and UW extension programs in north central Wisconsin. We have UW-Marathon County Dean Keith Montgomery and UW-Marshfield-Wood County Dean Patricia Stewart, both in our studios in Wausau. We do want to hear from you. 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. I had a chance to sit down with Bernie Patterson, the chancellor of UW-Stevens Point, and with Christine Thomas, his dean of the College of Natural Resources, to explore why UW-Stevens Point is being hit so hard by the governor's proposed $300 million in cuts. It's being hit harder than any other university campus. And we explored what the cuts are doing to the so-called segregated programs, many of which are special items in the state budget that fund entrepreneurial partnerships and research at the school. UW-Stevens Point will lose $1.4 million for the segregated programs, which are budget items that are funded by fees instead of general tax revenue. Add to that $8.2 million in other cuts, and the school is being hit harder than any other campus, according to Chancellor Bernie Patterson.
Our cut to our state support is 25%, the highest of any of the universities in the system. We will have fewer people working here, maybe as many as 115 positions.
The segregated program cuts include entrepreneurial partnerships, like the aquaculture demonstration facility in Bayfield. Patterson says the research being done there could help feed a hungry world.
Fish farming, if you will, new breeds of fish that will grow to market size more quickly, is going to have a huge impact in not only feeding people in Wisconsin, in this country, but worldwide.
Other segregated program cuts affect the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology, run by the university's College of Natural Resources.
We have the largest student-run paper-making machine in the country. The cut includes eliminating the operator of that machine, the one who trains the students.
Paper machine lab specialist Lindsay Hoffman fires up the pilot-sized machine, which fills an entire room, rolling out high-quality commercial paper and giving students real-life experience.
We bring in contract work from all over the world. Paper testing, biofuels, chemical analysis. The paper science program boasts 100% job placement within the first 6 months after graduation.
And that's the irony, according to College of Natural Resources Dean Christine Thomas. Why cut programs that are so good at placing students in jobs?
Every student that graduates from the program is employed, and mostly they go out in their first job and make more money than their professors.
Thomas says the college will find a way to keep the paper machine running, but there are other segregated program cuts, including a world-renowned initiative to teach women outdoor skills.
The International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program that's in 44 states, 5 Canadian provinces, and the Wisconsin Bioenergy Initiative.
A research program that may be a key to America's energy independence.
Let me give you an example about biofuel process.
Professor Malik Alkasrawi shows his students computer models that could help produce the biofuels of tomorrow.
The main problem in biofuel, it's the process cost. It's the money. It's all about economics. Without doing research, we will not be able to solve the problem of the cost.
The Wisconsin Bioenergy Initiative, Becoming an Outdoors Woman, the Paper Machine, and the Aquaculture Demonstration Facility. These segregated programs have reinforced UW-Stevens Point's reputation as a leading natural resources school. The potential loss of them is troubling to students like Lee Bartnick.
This is huge because this is a lot of our practical experience. We're in the process of trying to rally, get our voices out there, so hopefully we can make a difference. To be honest, I'm more skeptical than hopeful.
But Christine Thomas and Bernie Patterson are hopeful that somehow they'll be able to maintain their university's world-class reputation.
When the dust settles on this, we will continue to be the best college of natural resources in the universe.
These are challenging times. We're going to meet the challenge. We're going to think about things differently, and we're going to make it work.
That said, Chancellor Patterson is asking lawmakers to cut the cuts. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.
And we are joined on the phone now by UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson. Bernie, thanks for pulling off on the side of the road and joining our conversation here. You did it just in the nick of time.
I'm happy to join you today.
115 positions cut at your school. What are they? How many people will be fired? How many positions will go unfilled?
Well, that's still very much in flux. With any university or any organization of this size, there's people who are always, positions always coming vacant, people leaving, retiring, moving on to other positions. So it's a moving target. We think that more than half, or around half of the positions that we're looking at are going to be vacant at some point in time. So we're still trying to sort through, which ones they will be. We're hopeful that through attrition and through the new separation incentive, more of those will become vacant as people decide to separate from the university voluntarily. But I don't think we'll get through this without some involuntary layoffs. But we're looking at the loss of somewhere around 115 positions,
now,
whether it's through attrition or other methods.
We hear from the governor that faculty should just be teaching more courses. But isn't research just as important?
Well, certainly research is important, even at the comprehensives. People would be surprised the extent of which that we're doing research here at the comprehensives. It was on our campus that developed new grades of art paper that are now going to be produced not only on our campus but in paper mills in Wisconsin. The volume expected to be such that we can't even handle it on our paper machine. It has to go to the big mills. And that's all because of the research that we're doing at Point. Nanotechnology is another example of being able to produce nanowires basically outside of a clean room is a huge advancement in that area of science. So we are absolutely involved in research and research that directly relates to economic development.
Now, the one of the proposed cuts to these segregated programs, as we just heard in the piece, involves the Aquaculture Demonstration Facility in Bayfield. This facility is not only producing new kinds of fish, which will grow to market size more quickly. It's also helping out an aquaponics company in Montello, Nelson and Pade, on the other side of the state. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, the Nelson and Pade operation is where we're growing, producing fish and growing vegetables in the same environment. This is going to be a huge advancement in solving the hunger problem, not only in Wisconsin and in this country, but around the world. This absolutely is economic development, raising the standards of living for everyone. You know, 90% of the fish we consume in this country is imported, and much of that from China. And so we're spending that money, and we're sending that money overseas when we could be growing that product right here in Wisconsin and having those dollars spent in Wisconsin. And we the efforts that's going on at NADF is 100% towards economic development and helping grow the fish production in this state and beyond. And so it's kind of hard to get your arms around why we would eliminate those kinds of operations.
And again, this is one of the cuts in the governor's budget. Your dean of the College of Natural Resources, Christine Thomas, had this to say about the millions of dollars in research money that the school attracts each year and how vital that is, not just to the school, but to Stevens Point and all of central Wisconsin.
In an average year, the College of Natural Resources brings in somewhere between $3 million and $10 million worth of research projects. We're a $5 million business in the city of Stevens Point. We employ people who buy homes, buy groceries, send their kids to school.
Your reaction to that, Bernie Patterson?
Well, she's absolutely right. But it's more, there's a ripple effect. It's more than just those who are directly affected by the elimination of positions, but it's also the people whose office is next door to them who are maybe remaining at the university but are much more cautious about eating out or buying a new car or adding on that room to their home because they're just so become afraid of what the future will hold. So there's the ripple effect goes far beyond just the people directly affected.
And incidentally, we've been informed that the students on your campus are holding a rally and a march this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, at 4 o'clock. It'll start at the Sundial and then stretch into downtown Stevens Point and circle back again.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Our students are very engaged, and that's good. They're very articulate. They're passionate, but they're also civil. And so having students engaged in issues that are important to them is a good thing. I'd like to be there when they're doing that, but I'm on my way to the western part of the state to meet, guess what, with the legislator. So.
Well, Bernie Patterson, I want to explore your relationship with the two-year universities in north-central Wisconsin, UW-Marathon County and UW-Marshfield-Wood County. We have Dean Montgomery and Dean Stewart with us, and you do indeed have an historic partnership with those schools.
Absolutely. We are hand in glove with our colleagues on those campuses. We have more articulation agreements than I could count right now. And those deans can speak in a very informed way about the transferability of their students to our campus and the success rate that those students have. And now we've put in some new programs that will allow some students that don't quite meet the admissions requirements at Point to start in one of the two-year campuses and get their feet on the ground and then move on for their four-year degree. So we work very closely with both two-year campuses.
Keith Montgomery?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a collaborative degree program with UWSP. So students here can take a UWSP degree in business management right here at UWMC. But also, of course, UWSP is our biggest transfer destination for our students. Students transferring there to take any other degree that UWSP offers. It's a great relationship.
Patricia Stewart.
Ours also is the highest number of students going to Stevens Point. We have wonderful programs. Again, the business program is one of them, but we also have our BAS degree through the UW colleges that is shared with UW Stevens Point. And we're going to have our first two graduates from that program this year. So it's a wonderful relationship, and it's gone on for years.
Bernie Patterson, you still with us? I heard some static on the line there.
I'm still here.
All right. The governor says if we enact the UW authority, giving your school independence in deciding budgeting priorities, all of the schools should be able to deal with the $300 million in cuts. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think the authority is the right direction to go. That's the long-term view, and we need to be taking a long-term view in this state. That's probably the future of higher education. However, that will not help us manage the immediate cuts. The bill coming due in just a few months, and the authority wouldn't even be in place for another year. And it's going to take some time beyond that to start to realize any cost savings. But those cost savings are being estimated at a far smaller number than what this cut is proposed, and the cut is immediate.
What about the governor's idea of eliminating shared governance on your campus and other campuses?
Well, I don't think he suggested eliminating it. I think the suggestion was moving it from Chapter 36 to and let the Board of Regents deal with that in their policies. And if that's the case, then I think that's fine. The Board of Regents have already established that they are plan on doing just that, establishing policies that would maintain shared governance and tenure in our institutions as they always have been. And I think that's an appropriate thing to do.
Well, that's not the implication I got from what I heard from the governor, but you know, we'll let that be.
Sure.
Bernie, how can you and your College of Natural Resources Dean Christine Thomas be so optimistic about meeting the challenge when you're facing something of this magnitude?
Well, it's because of the faculty and the staff and the community support that we have at UW-Stevens Point. We have the most dedicated people you could ever hope to work with in your entire career. And they have at their center the welfare of our students. And that's the guiding post for all that we're doing right now, and as we sort through these very challenging times, we're putting the students at the center of the decision-making process, and we're determined to preserve the quality of education that they're going to receive at UW-Stevens Point, and I'm sure the deans would say the same thing about their campuses as well.
They have. We know you've got an appointment. Bernie, thanks so very much for joining us today.
You're most welcome. Take care.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more after this.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Katie's American Indian Arts, Madison Jazz Society, and Ministry Healthcare. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and we are back on Route 51 with UW Marathon County Dean Keith Montgomery and UW Marshfield Wood County Dean Patricia Stewart talking about the governor's proposed $300 million in cuts to the UW system and how that will affect our local schools, thanks to UW Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson, who we just spoke to. Right now, and we are going to be taking your phone calls in just a few minutes, but I want to listen again to Kathy Sandeen, the chancellor for both the UW Colleges and UW Extension, about how the cuts are going to affect UW Extension programs, and that includes Wisconsin Public Radio.
We embody the Wisconsin idea, the idea that's been so much a part of this institution, University of Wisconsin system, since the early 1900s, that the boundaries of the university are really the boundaries of the state. And our job is to bring that knowledge, information, connections, inspiration from the university to every citizen in the state of Wisconsin. So UW Extension has four divisions. One is Cooperative Extension, where we have offices in every county, 72 counties and three tribal nations, providing programs in agriculture, natural resources, family living, 4-H youth development programs, all customized to the needs of that area. We also have Broadcast and Media Innovations, the home of Wisconsin Public Television, Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're very proud of that. We also have the Division of Continuing Education, Outreach, and E-Learning that provides continuing education professional development for working professionals throughout the state. And then we have a great division called Business and Entrepreneurship that helps new businesses develop and also existing businesses grow and thrive.
Why is Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television part of UW Extension? How does that fit in with your mission?
Well, again, we provide radio, television provides access, information, an important civic engagement function for debates and discussions of the day. People may not be aware, but besides the budget cut to the University of Wisconsin system that will affect Wisconsin Public Radio and Television, there's also a significant cut to our partner, ECB, Educational Communications Board. They provide the technical infrastructure, the transmitters.
If the proposed cuts aren't reduced, what will that mean for UW Extension, for the service to rural communities, and for Wisconsin Public Radio and Television?
Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television do a high percentage of local programming. We're ranked very high in the nation in terms of the proportion of local programming we provide. Now, that costs money. So that is in jeopardy. We may see some of that local programming being reduced. We will do everything we can to increase the amount of private giving to our public broadcasting, but there's no doubt that our viewers and listeners will see some changes.
And what does it mean for the service to rural communities?
We may not be able to provide right there in that office information about soil science and crops and entomology and the traditional things that we provide.
So it's going to hurt farmers.
It can potentially hurt farmers.
That's Chancellor Kathy Sandine talking about how the governor's proposed cuts may affect UW Extension and its programs, including Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, she mentioned that the cuts will affect local programming. By that, she means all of the programming produced locally by Wisconsin Public Radio. That includes not just this show, Route 51, but the Ideas Network talk shows, conceivably our news operation in Madison. And as she said, nothing has been determined yet. She did tell me that she thought having regional bureaus like the one here in Wausau are very important to our service to our constituents. Dean Montgomery and Dean Stewart, your reaction to the cuts to UW Extension and how that fits in with your mission at the two-year schools?
I think that's a whole other show in itself, Glenn. She just touched on the services that would be lost to rural communities that the university itself doesn't provide. I mean, there's more of a complementary nature, I think, between the let's say the colleges in this case and Extension.
And around Marshfield, we have one of the research farms, and if cuts would be implemented towards that farm, I think that would be disastrous for our local farmers. They do so much research, not just with the animals, but also with plants and crops and weather and all kinds of wonderful things that affect the local agricultural economy.
We have a Facebook comment, Dave on Facebook, and this is a political comment, so I'm not going to ask either of you for your reaction, but we'll just put it out there. He says, quote, "Why isn't anyone questioning why Governor Walker and the GOP lawmakers aren't being blamed for mishandling the budget and allowing this shortfall to happen in the first place?" 1-800-780-9742. I think we can squeeze in maybe one, maybe two more calls. Let's go to Terry in Mercer. You're on Route 51.
Hi, I was wondering if your guest has some suggestions on people who might be in positions of power either in the Senate or Assembly. I know I've contacted my local senator and assembly person, and they're not in favor of these kinds of cuts, and I'm wondering if there's someone else. You know, the political division between the Republicans and Democrats is so strong. Are there some swing voters that we could maybe entice to change their views on some of these funding issues so that we get back on the right track?
Oh, I think there's some flexibility on both sides. Obviously, in Mercer, I think it would be important to write to Tom Tiffany, Senator Tiffany, who's on the Joint Finance Committee, and also Representative Mary Chaya, who's also on the Joint Finance Committee. I know that when people write letters, especially, take the time to do that, I know that they do listen, and I think they're getting quite a few letters right now.
Keith is right. I think the people on the Finance Committee are the people you really need to contact. But also, I think it's really, really important for local business people to contact their local legislators and the people on the Finance Committee, because business people really make a difference in how people make decisions. It's wonderful for administrators and students and our faculty to continue to write in and ask legislators for help. But when the business community asks, that's ears really perk up and people really pay attention. So whether it's a phone call from businesses or whether it's a letter or an email, they make a difference.
Keith Montgomery, there was a column written this week by John Torinas about how Chancellor Ray Cross should reposition the UW system. Now, you forwarded that to me, and he says the UW system is being hurt by the overarching influence of UW-Madison and that the regional schools need to be emphasized more.
Well, Madison is a fabulous institution. I mean, just fabulous. But it's certainly true that when you quote statistics about the UW system, they're completely weighted simply by the size of Madison. You know, you get 40-odd thousand students there. And so when you quote average salaries, for example, that does not apply to the colleges. Our average starting salary is $43,000, not $70,000 or $80,000 or $90,000 or over $100,000. I can assure you of that. So yes, you do absolutely have to be careful that the statistics don't apply to every institution within the entire system.
Patricia Stewart, we are out of time. You've got the last word.
Like I said, if any of you out there would like to support us, please call your local legislators. And again, for the business community, this is extremely important for you to step up at this time and let your voices be heard to all of the legislators and the finance committee too.
And again, this is a fine line that you have to walk because you don't want to scare students away from the UW system while emphasizing the gravity of these cuts.
We're still going to be offering a quality, high-quality UW colleges education for our students, and that is our primary concern.
We want to thank today's guests, Dean Keith Montgomery of UW-Marathon County, Dean Patricia Stewart of UW-Marshfield-Wood County, and earlier in the program, UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson. Thanks also to the contributions to this program by UW Colleges and UW Extension Chancellor Kathy Sandine, and also Christine Thomas, Dean of the UW-Stevens Point College of Natural Resources. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by the UW Varsity Band. Next week on Route 51, we look at large animal wildlife in north central Wisconsin, elk, deer, bears, bobcats, and cougars, with professors Eric Anderson and Scott Hingstrom of UW Stevens Point. Remember to follow us on Facebook. If you missed part of the show, you can hear it in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. It can be downloaded at wpr.org/route51. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town.